You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
After the second meeting of the movement of victims and people affected by climate change, MOVIAC, in El Salvador, Real World Radio interviewed José Acosta from CESTA, Friends of the Earth El Salvador, to know the results of the meeting and the future plans of the movement. The participants, who came from several sectors such as movements opposing mining, dams, or organizations like La Vía Campesina, Oil Watch, and Friends of the Earth, discussed the threats of climate change for the most vulnerable populations of the country and the ways in which they can face the future impacts. But mainly, the meeting was focused on strengthening the movement, and most of the debates were centered in conforming strategic alliances, one of the main goals of the event, according to Acosta. Another positive result was the motivation generated by the meeting among the participants, and especially among the local people from Bajo Lempa, who dedicated many efforts in developing the event and were extremely satisfied with its results. The proposals that were raised were strategic, short and long-term, and closely linked to actions and mobilizations aiming at influencing the position of the governments at the COP15 to be held in Copenhagen, Denmark, in December. This space of negotiation on climate change is decisive, among other things, because whether the Kyoto Protocol will be replaced or not will be decided there. This could mean the risk of developed countries taking on new binding commitments to stop climate change, which go against the demands of the communities.
You're listening to Real World News.